assessment, the UN provided some $6.6 billion in logistical and other support to the UN from 1992 to 1995. Of that money, the global beam counters on the East River credited $1.8 billion against our so-called debt. Of the remaining $4.8 billion, the UN reimbursed us for less than $80 million. Those are General Accounting Office figures. So we should not write a check for $1.4 billion to the UN. We should deduct that amount from the $4.8 billion credit the UN now owes, then submit an invoice for $3.4 billion. Who has been spending all this American money on dubious UN peacekeeping missions? It wasn't the U.S. Congress through the legal appropriation process. No, this money came out of the budgets of various federal agencies, including the Department of Defense, without congressional approval, which is the least improper, which is at least improper and probably illegal. The Clinton administration looted the budgets of these agencies in order to sustain the global governance of the UN. As at a White House press conference on March 8, 1997, Sarah McClendon of the McClendon News Service lobbed this mushball question to Bill Clinton. Large segments of our citizens believe that the United Nations is taking over whole blocks of countries in Kentucky and Tennessee. They believe that you're going to give our army to Russia and all that baloney. Can you do something about this? Because it's hurting the unity of the United States. The question set off gales of laughter throughout the White House press corps and put a smile on Clinton's face. I don't know, Clinton chuckled. Because the people who believe that think I'm the problem. This is Clinton speaking. We're all laughing about it, but there is a not insubstantial number of people who believe there's a plan out there for world domination, and I'm trying to give American sovereignty over to the UN. Let me just say this. For those that are worried about it, I would say there is a serious issue here that every American has to come to grips with. The issue is, we live in an interdependent world. We have to cooperate with people. We're better off when we do. We're better off with NATO. We're better off with the United Nations. We're better off when these countries can work together. So I just think for folks that are worried about this out in the country, they need to be thinking about how we're not going to give up our freedom, our independence. But we're not going to go it alone for the 21st century either. We're going to work together, and we have to. President Clinton's answer is not a denial, it's an admission. We live, he says, in an interdependent world, and we're better off with the UN, and we can't go it alone. He laughs at the suggestion that he's ceding American sovereignty to the UN, but he doesn't deny it, because he can't. His